What's going on, you Lilliputian, lily-livered, lick-lick destroyers? Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so. Live from the lair! I'm Toxic Mail, that's Fat Punisher. We got a long email for you today from Andreas Christian, as he's known on Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
And he sent us a story that he calls, "Don't be a stepping stone banger man with ATM function."
Oh, you mean a Simstitute?
Yes. Yes. Simstitute salad all the way.
With all day
extra,
long.
Extra ranch dressing, and it's not yours.
Ugh.
I just need to get like a video loop of Hammerhand going. I don't know what it is. Evil Santa looks hilarious when he fakes the gag.
It's yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot out there to gag over.
That's very true. My grandpa was my rock, as was my grandma, and though my parents were in the picture, they were flying all over the world for work. We lived in a certain country in Europe. Fast forward to me just being 17, going to my first year university in a major city in Europe, getting a nice early inheritance of one of our ancestral homes right in the center of said major city. It was a 19th century manor house.
Ooh.
Hey, that sounds nice to me. I should start with my grandpa was a World War II vet. Ended up a major, but he climbed up through the ranks, was in the resistance, got captured twice, broke out twice, and was able to lose the Germans in a fog once.
All right.
Fog bank rolled in and he vanished.
Bad motherfucker!
Yes!
I love bad motherfuckers! There we go.
I regret nothing. The end.
He had a funeral business from the 1700s that was our family's business, but...
That's old money.
Yeah, it's old money, yeah, very much so. After the Second World War, he created a construction company with real estate, one of the first ones to do so successfully in that country, and later expanded it to the rest of Europe and even dipped his toes into the Asian market. Well, I think if any of us had a choice, we would all choose at one time or another to dip our toes in the Asian market, if you know what I mean.
Yes, we do.
Nature is amazing.
And an accounting company in the early 1950s, on top of the funeral business, which was run by his brother. He was down to earth, but he accumulated a lot of land, which we got whenever something big happened, like grandkid came of age, which was 16, which involved their first beer at home and a choice, money or property.
Okay.
I always chose property, but that's neither here nor there. Getting to university is a big deal, kind of another one notch in the belt. This was right on the cusp of not having feminasty bullshit creeping into anything. I mean, it was there, but it had a cordon built around it. Even the male professors disliked those feminist professors and most female professors, except in my first university. So you can imagine getting ownership at 17, it was co-ownership wow. with my grandpa, of a manor house in the historic center of a major city. Well, that would make you stand taller, along with the hormones.
Uh-huh.
I am the hormone man.
But that's 17's young for that kind of, to put that kind of assets into his hands.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't know shit when you're 17.
Like, I would put everything in a trust, and then as, you know, they get a little older, you give them a little bit more control over it.
Yeah.
And then around 35, you just hand it over.
Having just graduated with an average of 97% and getting looks from chicks both my age up to about 30-year-olds. Well, let's just say it went a wee bit to my head. Both of them.
Yep, power corrupts.
Yep. To say you are euphoric is an understatement, and add your own 17-year-old self to it. Though I was more reserved, I still kind of went a wee bit bonkers. It was not soon after the introduction week started. There were three times, one in early August, another at the end of August, one in mid-September. I took all three and met a chick. Near E-cup.
Ooh.
Half Mexican. Which was super rare in this country.
E-cup. Okay, wow.
Super thin, 140 pounds, athletic, funny, and what I thought was an interesting person. One thing led to another, and mid-September, she was my girlfriend.
Because she's different.
She's different.
No, she's not. She just looks good to your eye.
Yeah, well, when they're that young, you're 50-50.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, walk across to collect their high school diploma with a thousand rooster stare. Others, not so much. But I digress. However, she didn't seem to be able to find a studio apartment. They were and still are incredibly expensive. Even at student rates, 400 euros, and you could only rent for 10 months, then either you had to renew or GTFO. So I thought, well, girlfriend, some horizontal salsa, some partying here and there, and well, I told my grandpa of my idea.
Oh, no.
You smell that?
Yeah.
It smells like testiculus redonkulitis.
Yeah.
It's just starting to sizzle in the pan, but pretty soon there's going to be scorch marks.
Full-fledged bacon dick tracks.
Yeah, never ever cook bacon naked.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
No, it'll mess you up.
Just flip it over in the pan. What's the worst that can...
This is all going to end badly.
I could tell my grandpa wasn't too happy with it, but he agreed, under the condition he was still co-owner, that she would sign a rent agreement and pay only 150 euros a month, but had to pay about 9,000 euros. That seems a bit steep. Maybe 900 was accurate. I don't know. That could be.
Wow. 9,000 for what?
The deposit. Her parents were loaded, both medical doctors, so they were also happy after all. If nothing happened and the contract was followed, they got the money back. Oh boy, was I wrong with the workload. I was a first-year bachelor in mathematics. She was in political science. She first wanted to go into communications, which is utterly worthless, and it's a degree that pretty girls get with no future other than, I have a degree.
Pretty much. That's most of the stuff women take in college.
Well, that's why women are, what, 7 or 8 times more likely to accept jobs with poverty-level wages? It's because they routinely get degrees that are, well, for all intents and purposes, worthless.
Yeah, and they get paid... They get paid that wage.
Yeah, and that's why they hold 2/3 of the student debt, and then we have to listen to,
yeah.
It's not fair.
Not fair. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Political science wasn't much better, but you could get jobs more easily. I know it's not real science, but it's still better than communications. I had such a busy schedule where it was nearly every day, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. or later. More often than not, especially November till December, me staying basically 8 a.m. to p.m. for mandatory tests and theories that we needed to test.
So it's a full-time job.
That's very much a full-time job. Though her plate was less full than mine, she also had a hard study semester. We both started to eat badly.
Here we go.
I think anybody in college can...
Pulling the pin on the fat grenade's about to happen.
Yeah, you can recognize, I mean, like, you know, over in here, you got your ramen noodles, you know, your Lipton cup of soups, your, you know, the mac and cheese in the pre-made plastic cups, all those microplastics. So delicious. Mm. Totally not going to give you cancer at all. I went from a muscular 155 pounds to 200 pounds. You got the freshman 45.
Well, I mean, he was 17.
Yes.
When I was 17, I weighed 138.
Yeah.
5 years later, I was walking around at like 178.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, 50 pounds for a man.
Yeah. Well, was that muscle from the Army or was
Most of it was muscle from the Army.
Yeah, this is just from eating badly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we're talking 45 pounds of how you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about the true fat punisher.
No, no coffee cake. She went, this breaks my heart, dude, from 140 to 320.
Oh, what?
No! Oh, please, God, no!
Wow.
Whoa!
233% weight increase.
That is just insane. No exercise, irregular food, and the food we got was always takeout. Thai, Tibetan. Oh, I loved that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Moroccan, Argentinian. Imagine the juiciest steak you ever had melting in your mouth and delivered to your doorstep. All Argentinian way. Made that. That is still my kryptonite when it comes to food.
Oh, yeah.
Chinese, Belgian, French, Egyptian, you name it, we ate it.
I'm starving. I only had one breakfast.
I realized this was bad, so I changed. She didn't like it, and we started having some fights. Yes, because if she's fat and you're fat, she feels more secure in the relationship.
Yep.
If you start to better yourself, she knows that you will have options as a 17-year-old property owner, and she won't.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square!
In the end, I thought, you know what? You do you, and I will start losing weight. So from the end of November till May, I lost the weight till I was down to 160 pounds. Now is the part where it gets nasty.
Oh, here we go.
In second semester, near the end of it, near about April, she told me that her bag with her notes got stolen. She wanted my notes from the only class we had together. It was a mandatory class, Intro to Philosophy, and it's one of the reasons why I detest anyone with a philosophy degree. You may not want to tune into tomorrow night's live stream.
Yeah.
But I made her a deal. I would type it out. This made her happy, and we argued less. Forgot to mention that her friends, both full Latinas, who are here on student visas, were hanging out all the time and at one point even slept on the couch. Dude, you must have been walking around with a perma-boner.
Wow.
all those Latinas walking around on student visas trying to hook the European landowners. Oh, man. I'm surprised the little head didn't take over completely and he wound up in the middle of a Sarastitude salad.
Yeah. Oof.
I'm just saying that at that age, I would have had a hard time saying no.
I mean, most men are that way.
Yeah, at 17, you're the sperminator. Like,
yeah.
Come with me if you want to live for 30 seconds. I'm sorry, that's the best I can do.
Best I could do is kill you.
Best I could do is kill you. If you give me two or three cracks at it, I might be able to last for a song.
It's not that common. It doesn't happen to every guy, and it is a big deal.
I allowed this because we already had a couple arguments when that happened, so I didn't want the added headache. Well, the added eye candy probably didn't hurt either. Anyway, the exam of that junk mandatory class came around. It was my last. And she had her exam in the late morning. I had mine in the afternoon. We didn't see each other for the weekend because she decided to go home. Fine by me. She was doing that since April. We were basically just roommates. So it was my turn to have the exam. Contrary to all the other exams from first semester till the last one were all written exams, which meant that you had evidence.
Huh.
In the back of my head, there was a voice saying, hey, you know, oral exams really are foobar. Professor can claim whatever, and you have no proof, so it's word against word. And, you know, who at the university, who are they going to believe? Some first-year student or their tenured professor? It's a good question to ask.
You might want to record those.
Yes. So, I decided to record the exam anyway.
Yeah!
Yes! Evil genius speak. Yes, fantastic.
Yes.
It was my first time oral exam at a university after all. During the exam, I could feel that something was off, but I pulled my questions, answered perfectly, and at the end, that's when they give you your grade, the professor went off on me.
Wow.
From shouting horrible names to accusing me of not helping my girlfriend in need.
What does that have to do with anything?
Especially because this is your professor, not her mom. Or some, you know, Karen
friend,
aunt.
Mom, or relative, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Professor, you know, likes to put Aunt Karen on her resume as well, apparently. So I asked what that was about, and all she said was, you know what it's about.
The ESP argument.
Oh! Yes, if you're not a mind reader, you're not trying hard enough, gentlemen. So I thought, hey now, not nice, keep cool, let's needle her till she spills the beans. You know, for a 17-year-old kid,
that seems pretty wise.
You got some good thinking meat going on.
Well, he's probably raised by his grandfather.
Yeah, I did, and it came out that my beloved girlfriend failed her exam, which she had been doing all year.
Oh no!
And that I wouldn't help her by giving her my class notes, which I actually did. Hell, I even typed it out for her because my handwriting is a mix of hieroglyphics, Islamic writing, and cuneiform.
Well, how the hell? All right.
What does this have to, like, this professor needs to mind her own flipping business.
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is very commonplace. And this is outside the country?
Yes. I got a ginormous fail, and she threatened to ruin my academic career all while the recorder was going.
Oh, here we go.
Boom, 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 boom. This is why recording devices are a great thing. And in most states, even countries, I think, as long as there's one consenting party to being recorded, it's legal.
Yep.
I was about to respond, but I thought, this is enough to get the bitch to back down, get my grade that I'm owed, and then get the hell out of here.
That seems like a wise course of action.
Yeah. So I kept my cool, contacted my grandpa, and told him what was up. That's also wise. He's wise three times over here. The old man never missed a beat, but he wasn't surprised at all.
Uh-huh.
He said, you have it all on tape? I said, yes, including the threats.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice. Great thinking, son. I'm going to make a couple phone calls to a lawyer friend, and it'll be all cleared up.
All right.
I will come to you this evening, and we will clean out that harlot's stuff. Do not text her or whatever. I didn't. I was still in shock from what happened. Grandpa arrived in the evening, and man, he had a bottle of, oh, man after my own heart, 50-year-old whiskey from Scotland.
Oh, okay.
I think that just made my mouth water a little bit.
That does seem kind of scrumptious.
One of his, ahem, military connections got that for him. Green Beret Express, anybody?
Green Beret Express.
There you go. Yeah. So after a night of absolutely letting loose and him telling about the war, a crap ton of red pills and signs to look out for, and then ending up somehow in the pranks that he pulled with his friends, it was Saturday. We spent all day cleaning up her trash and putting it in plastic trash bags. How much shit did she have?
Well, if she's 320 pounds, she's probably not organized, slobby.
You're fat. Who said that? Wait, did they just...
On Sunday morning, we drove to her parents. I told their parents what happened and gave them her stuff. Grandpa said, get in the car. I have to have a word with the parents.
Oh, no.
I know he told them the deposit was not being given back because in the contract it stated that if something like this were to occur, the money would not be given back.
Nice.
That is how you teach a modern woman consequences.
Well, if you
because make, her parents are going to be pissed.
If you make a decision and you take action based on that decision, then guess what? If that decision is bad, the universe will send you consequences.
Yeah, or consequences, as the case may be.
Yep.
I did get my grade along with a nasty letter from that female professor, naturally. You know, women hate being held accountable, especially with audio evidence. I changed universities to a way better one and haven't had a problem since.
Good.
Too long, didn't read, red pill nuggets that I learned from this. Okay, you guys ready?
Here we go.
This is where you take notes.
This is why we're doing the stories.
Yes. Number one, women will always... with a very rare exception, be drawn to money, property, and if a man can act the part. Like if he says he's a banker, he'd better dress in nice clothes. If he wants to get the girl and knows his way around finances and banks.
So they don't want a disguise. They want the real deal.
They want the real deal. Never mind all the facial injections, lip injections, makeup, push-up bras, water bras, Spanx.
Yeah. I covered all that.
But... I want a real man.
Yeah.
Double standards much? Number two.
All right.
Women, the second they know you have property, will do anything in their power to get into that property, and if it's nice enough, she will make it her place.
Well, they'll try to make it her place.
Yes. And that's one of the reasons why you never, ever move into a woman's house. Because it's already her place, and it will never be our place or your place.
And I made that mistake when I got married. And I remember walking down the driveway after I had cleaned out the garage where all my shit was stuffed. And I was ashamed and humiliated walking that last walk down the driveway. And yeah. I'm literally evil pop. It's like, we're never doing this again.
I'm not drinking cheap wine. There was a fly like 2 inches from my head, and I did successfully smack him. How you like that, little fucker? Number three, beauty. Beauty fades, but the fat grenade lasts forever.
Yeah. Wow. See, that's another thing. Is you have to actually, if you're going to be in a relationship with a woman, it can't just be sex.
No.
Because 2-3 years down the road, that literally that wears out. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you know that's all it is, and you're burning time, and you know, college, high school, what have you. That's fine. You're on your grind. No woman that age is really going to take you seriously anyway. I mean, the good ones will, but the good ones are very few and far between.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So. It is what it is.
You have to learn the string along method.
Yep.
Did a whole comedy video on that.
Younger women want older men and vice versa. So who does that leave out? Younger men and older women. And then the younger men just use the older women for practice.
Well, they want the experience to take that to the younger woman.
Yeah. And then the older woman's like, I still got it. You left me.
No, sorry, ma'am.
Nah. Number four. You can be the nicest, most loving guy in the world and have property and money, and still it will not be enough because she isn't your girlfriend. You are her boyfriend for the time being, and you have to make changes because she never will.
Yeah, and these women are entitled to the point where you can't do anything to break that, and you don't get any thanks for what you do for them.
Yep. Especially when they're young and at the peak of their power. They haven't learned about the consequences of reality yet.
Yeah.
So at this age, even at 320 pounds, this chick is still probably an entitled, money-grubbing, narcissistic whore beast.
At 320, it's going to be a long, long road for her.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, because it's such a long road, you'll hear her coming.
Yeah. Well, you know, 20 to 80 is a long fucking time.
I know. You go running through a 19th century manor house because you're pissed off that your boyfriend forgot your Lipton cup of soup. Next thing you know, it sounds like Godzilla jumping rope. Number five, do not let her know what you have, ever.
That's right. Listen, it's like a game of poker. Mm-hmm. You keep those cards tight to your body, and when you make discards, you do it all face down.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, like, these dudes who either show off their wealth, or more common than that is using debt to make it look like you have money, you're setting yourself up for failure, dude. Yeah. That's setting your own death trap.
You're going to get hammered for that.
Yeah.
At some point.
Number six, women will do what is best for them, even if that means you are the one being thrown under the bus.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can all agree with that.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's happened to me probably 8 times in my life thus far.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what you've done for them in the past.
No.
Look at Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
He made the careers of all these chicks. He got them in the door. What they did while they were on the other side of that door was entirely up to them. Some of them were able to make a long-standing career out of it. The ones that didn't, surprise, surprise, he touched me.
They came back to hammer him.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I totally believe you. He raped me. But then you said you kept going back for more. Well, yeah, that doesn't matter.
Well, he had all the power.
Sure.
Okay.
Number seven, do not date, hook up, or do the horizontal salsa with women in your neighborhood, workplace, university, or school. That's what holidays are for. And I'm guessing holiday in this instance means vacation.
Well, I mean, school, you treat it like a job. You don't fish off the company dock. That applies for your work.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably bad if you go after a woman who's an actual neighbor within a couple houses of you.
Because if that goes bad,
yeah,
you're going to wind up to your lawn on fire.
Or worse.
Wake up to that. That's never good.
You can't have the 90-day rule if they live, like, literally down the street.
No. After 3 dates, you know, they show up at your, do you mind if I borrow a cup of sugar? What, are you baking me a cake? That sounds believable. Yes! You wait out here.
Yeah.
Why? Because you got the crazy eyes. It's raining. You walked over here. Nice white t-shirt, by the way.
No, you hand her an umbrella. Just stand here
for a second.
That's not really a joke.
I disagree. I find it hilarious.
Number eight. University chicks are Slurpees. Excellent in the beginning, but soggy and chum-turning in the end. Though that can be said with most of these women, because all of them go on a hot dog bonanza rider days from 16 to 30. Hot dog bonanza. Write that down.
hang on. I love it. Hot dog bonanza.
The hot dog bonanza. That's better than cock carousel. There's just something, I don't know, there's something festive about a chick going on a hot dog bonanza. Is it bun length?
Well, that's like when women go out on vacations and stuff. Oh, we're all going to spring break. Just there to have
fun. It's a girls' weekend.
And hang out on the beach. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah,
we're just going to the club to dance.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Sure.
We know what that is. It's called dick shopping for a new one.
Yes.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Number 9, if you have a place, do not let her know about it.
90-day rule.
Yeah, that's how I got out of that supermodel Karbala witch clutches after I found out she ritualistically butchered my cat. I still get pissed off about that.
What?
Yeah, I remember that story. He dated some chick who was, like, insane and went nuts and butchered his cat.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember what stream that was on, but that story sticks with you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, I don't like cats.
I know you don't.
But still, if it's a pet, there's a connection there.
Yeah.
And that was done intentionally to cause deep emotional scars and pain.
But women would never do anything like
that. No, women don't do nefarious, evil shit like that. No, it never happens.
They would never take your kids away or anything like that and then, use them to turn you into a wage slave until they turn 18.
Yep.
That never happens.
Yeah, never. No. Totally coinkadink.
Totally. Number 10, your friends will become her friends, and maybe an oopsie happens.
That's actually really common.
Yes, it is. And especially if they are just that entitled to your attention. If you're not giving it to them sooner or later, they will start going to your friends to get that attention. And then, I didn't mean to sleep with him. Yeah, you tripped and fell and accidentally landed with his wang inside.
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of guys out there that don't follow bros before hoes, theory. So.
Although at 320 pounds, the likelihood of that trying to happen for that particular chick at that stretch of time, not really going to go well.
It also depends how thirsty the dude was, too.
Yeah. Thanks to modern-day social media, the thirst is very real.
Yes, it is.
The reverse happens, too, he says, especially when breakups happen. No comment on if I did that or not. But it was a wee bit on the wild side when it came to that. Always wrap your tool and triple tap the target. Especially if she looks like that.
Three shots.
That's a good one right
there. Yeah, three shots to the pelvic girdle.
Yeah, well, just make sure that when the actual, round discharges from the chamber, it's across the bow and not directly into the engine room, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, if you know what we mean.
Because
yeah.
That's not the kind of oopsie that happens. That's the kind of oopsie that ruins your life. Number 11, last one. Happy couples are a fata morgana, which means a mirage.
Mirage.
Though I will add here that it is so rare you have more luck finding a leprechaun, not Fauci, in a St. Paddy's Day and his pot of gold. I have seen my buddy being beaten within an inch of his life with so many fractures and broken bones, it was a hell of a feat to get to me, let alone stay alive, because he had broken ribs. All done by a 125-pound, barely 5-foot-tall blonde chick with double Ds, but armed with golf clubs.
Yep. You don't sustain those injuries without a weapon of some type.
A gun is not the only great equalizer.
Well, no. I mean, a mechanical advantage
can
really help you out in a physical.
Yeah. Especially, if you're the dude in this situation and you're sleeping. Not that women do that or anything. They don't pour boiling water on unsuspecting victims or oil.
I mean, Tiger Woods got the golf club treatment.
Yep. And he gave out his putter to anyone who would say yes.
Yep.
He was a high up and coming surgeon. She was a top lawyer. She got jail time. Marriage was annulled. Oh God, that's helpful. And she had to pay him a crap ton of money because of the broken bones. All healed good, but he developed a slight tremble. It's very Doctor Strange of him. Say adios to your surgeon career that you studied 15 years for. This includes all the years long of specialization from brain to heart.
Oh, Holy God.
That's terrible, bro.
Oh.
Damn. What do you even say to that? Like, I know you spent all this time.
First of all, you're never going to be able to sue her for the amount of money to live off of at the same way you would if you were a surgeon.
Yeah.
I mean, quite literally, she ruined his life.
She did. I mean, you're talking about having to literally start again from scratch.
Yes.
And with your body in shambles.
It all depends how bad the tremble is, too.
Yeah. I mean, but bad enough to definitely keep you out of surgery, that's for sure. Because if you go to shake the hands of a patient and you're like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it's not going to be good for you.
No. But hey, you know, maybe he can take a trip over to Turkey and, you know, meet up with the sorcerers over there and
get everything fixed.
Yeah, get himself a flying cloak.
Yeah.
It's all good in the hood. Wow. A lot to unpack here. Great email. Any final thoughts?
Well, let's say the men out there can probably relate to stories similar to this. Now, they might not go into this extent, but this is happening in the EU. So what does that say? The women of the West are, for the most part, a majority of them, and that means anyone from 51 to 99%, are not marriage material at all, and they never will be.
Yeah. And it's really just it's a cultural, basically a cultural inbreeding of entitlement.
Yeah.
Girls are raised being taught what to expect from a man, and a man is raised being told how to provide for a woman.
Correct.
It's a very lopsided power dynamic, and once as a man you become aware of that fact, guess what? That makes you a very dangerous person in the eyes of an establishment that wants to crush you under its thumb.
Or turn you into a slave.
There you go.
Hell, we have politicians out there like, you want to do your part for America? Get married and have lots of kids.
Yeah.
In the environment we have here that's dominated by the feminist mindset, that is like taking, you know, cyanide.
Yeah.
It'll kill your soul. I mean, I've met thousands of guys who've been through the whole divorce process. They come out the back end a shell of their former selves, and it takes years to recover if they ever manage to do it at all.
And that's why channels like this, you know, like other channels in our community, you know, channels like Hammerhand, et cetera, they're very important because we can teach guys while they're young to recognize this shit and become dangerous. And that's exactly what you need to be, because then people will respect you. Even the women who want to get what you're worth.
Yeah. And listen, as you guys age, you're going to go over the age of 45. And all of those women that you were dogging you in the past or giving you the business, they're going to come sniffing around, including ex-wives.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know 40 to 80 is a long time.
That's right.
You know, and life is hard. You know, if you want to exist here on Earth, things need to die so you can live.
Yeah.
This isn't Star Trek.
No, we can't manufacture matter inside a machine and, you know, have our Earl Grey hot every day.
Because in theory, when that happens, that machine is literally has the power of the Big Bang.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Woo.
So, gentlemen, you have a great day. Be safe, be dangerous, and remember, red suppositories might be painful, but they're also necessary.
Just Amen.
Remember to wash your ass. See you next time.
Take it easy.